This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Yes, the podcast of the DJV show at djvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen here on the DJV show, presenting Victoria Keelan to you and Kara Schillen and French President Emmanuel Macron, who is trending, Victoria. People are referring to him as Mac the Knife. Ooh, that shark bait is so. So he and Trump seem to have a good relationship, but when he spoke to Congress yesterday, he seemed to break with the president on a number of things. Would you like to outline them for us?
Sure. Yeah, some of the. I don't think anyone's saying that there's any animosity between Trump and Macron.
Right.
It seemed to be a really lovely state dinner, and I think the relationship seems to be fine. They just disagree fundamentally on some.
It depends on the news media
issues
that you're reading.
I'm talking about, like, directly from
his... He slams Trump on climate change. Come on.
Well, okay, no. I'm talking about his direct quotes.
Yeah.
And so there were two major issues where he did not agree with what the United States' policy is on things. So the Iran deal, he said France will stay in the deal even if it's not perfect. And he said, quote, we should not abandon it if we don't have something more substantial instead. On climate change, he said that he is sure that the U.S. will rejoin the Paris Agreement one day. He said, quote, let us face it, there is no planet B. And so it was encouraging Trump to rejoin the Paris Climate.
What do you mean,
there's
a planet B?
Right?
What's he talking about? This is a planet B.
Okay.
Planet C, D,
Not for us right now. So, and then currently, the United States and Syria are the only two countries who are not in the Paris Agreement, although Syria did say last year that they are going to join on, which would make the United States the only country that's not in the agreement. And then Macron also said that the world needs to fight fake news, and he wasn't talking about the kind of fake news that Trump talks about, though.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about, like, Russian meddling and hoaxes and rumors and other false claims that are spread on social media, especially stories that are used to sway political opinion.
Yeah.
So those were the main talking points from his speech, but it seemed very well received by a lot of people. And
interesting guy. An interesting fellow,
Yep.
All right, other names in the news today. Apparently Ronnie is out. Not Ronnie Reagan, but Ronnie the Doc. Does he stay as the White House doctor, or is he out of that gig as well?
He has not mentioned his current position as the White House physician, but he did say, unfortunately, because of how Washington works, these false allegations have become a distraction for this president, and the important issue we must be addressing is how we give the best care to our nation's heroes. So he has withdrawn his nomination for Secretary of Veteran Affairs.
Huh.
So
okay.
He still is denying everything, and I understand that, but at the same time, I don't know. If I was in his position... It doesn't look good, but if I was in that position, veterans are so important, and we talk about this on our show here.
Yeah.
I would still fight. If you knew that you could do some good for veterans, I would still take one on the chin and let people say whatever they want to say about me. If I know it's not true, I'm still going to fight for the veterans. So that would be my position.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you. So why don't you and I run the VA?
There you go. There you go.
Spare your time. All right.
Yep.
Okay, Debbie Lesko. Another name in the news just because she won that seat in Arizona, right? Is there anything else about her? I don't know that much about her, frankly.
I don't know anything. I think I really don't know anything about this. Was she running against another woman?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I shouldn't have brought this up because I just saw, and I meant to ask Jennifer about it, who has flown the coop, because she knows. All right, so let's save that. We'll get the full story on Debbie Lesko from Jennifer. I do know that Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who is
Gillibrand.
One of the... It's that, too.
Gillibrand,
from New York.
She's our New York lady.
She replaced Hillary Clinton as the senator, one of the senators from New York, introduced a bill yesterday that would require every one of the post offices in our country to provide basic banking services as a low-cost alternative to the payday loan companies. Is this a way to keep the post office open and not... This is actually quite a good idea.
Yeah.
If they can pull it off and not screw it up like they do everything else. The post office providing banking services, cashing your check, and not doing it for the crazy interest rates that you have to when you go to the payday office. What is it, 20%? Some other ridiculous 16%. So if the post office just charged 4%, mm-hmm. it would put them in the black. Which is,
I think it makes total
sense. Instead of the taxpayer paying for it, makes perfect sense. It's
and
a great idea.
And,
good for her.
Yeah, and President Trump has been complaining a lot about Amazon lately, saying there that it's killing the post office, which I don't really agree with, but because the
post office is killing itself.
Yeah, it's been killing itself for how many years now?
It doesn't need any help from Amazon. But,
yeah, Amazon can't be blamed for everything.
No.
But I think, though, this is a very good common sense solution. You would hope that this would be a bipartisan thing. I mean, the post office is not political, so you would hope that this would be something that could actually, that people could reach across the aisle and work together. That seems to be what most Americans would like to have happen.
Mm-hmm. So you're not going to like this story particularly. I don't either, especially as I've had a focus on looking for dogs. I went to a couple of dog shelters yesterday afternoon to look at dogs. And so I saw this about the fellow who's running for governor in Michigan. His name is Sri Thandar, who was a pharmacist before running, and he closed a lab that he ran back in 2010, 2011, and in the lab were 170 dogs and monkeys who had to be rescued from the company. He just left them there to die. So what in the name of God, this guy, he thinks he's that stupid that people aren't going to find this out? He shouldn't get two votes.
Yeah, exactly.
From anybody. Amen. All right. The search for the Golden State Killer.
Boy, talk about a big story, right?
Well,
this is
killing.
Just
all right, so
everywhere.
Why don't you, handle it if you'd like. This is trending, as you said, pretty much everywhere. It's the end of a 40-year search for this guy.
40-year search, and it turns out, so the background on this was in the, like we said, it was 40 years ago. So this guy, who was called the Golden State Killer, he killed 12 people and raped 45 women across California from 1976 to 1986. Once he relocated, I guess they were kind of onto him in one area, then he relocated 300 miles south of Sacramento. And he went down into the Southern California area from 79 to 86, and that's where he became known as the original Night Stalker. Mm-hmm. They didn't know at the time, because there wasn't really DNA, it wasn't very proficient, and so they didn't realize it was the same killer all along. They thought it was two separate serial killers. And so now it turns out, yesterday this guy was arrested. His name is Joseph James D'Angelo. He used to be a California police officer.
Yeah.
He's 72 years old now, and they actually had collected DNA from one of the murders. It may have even been the first murder. He killed a couple who was walking their dog at night. They watched, I guess they saw him or caught him in the act trying to break into a woman's house because he was going to assault her. He got caught by this couple and killed both of them. Then at the crime scene, they collected some DNA. Some of his DNA, probably blood splatter or whatever, was left at the crime scene, and they saved the DNA until, get this, yesterday was National DNA Day. And so on DNA Day, this DNA sampling actually solved this 40-year-old crime. And so now he is in custody, and the tons of charges are coming at him.
Death penalty for him.
Do they have that in California?
No. But send them someplace else where they do.
But, you know, it's interesting because now people are digging into it. And in 1979, he was fired from the police force because he was caught shoplifting a can of dog repellent and a hammer from a drugstore. And so the neighbors, we don't know anything really about what he's been doing for the last 30 years.
What this points out is how important it is to have psychological exams for certain very important jobs. There's probably not a more important job in general, in the public sector anyway, than being a police officer.
Right.
And to not have a complete psychological exam for every single candidate for those important jobs is really, it's a travesty.
Hope things are different now. This was back in 1975 or something when he became a cop.
I don't know. If you're a police officer, you want to respond, help yourself. At Doug Steffens, the Twitter handle, or at On Air Victoria. I am aware of one of my close friends from high school was the police chief here in Framingham for a number of years. Has gone on to be one of the best international consultants in law enforcement in the world. And I think I remember him talking about how, at least when he was the chief here, and wherever he was chief in Stamford, Connecticut, and New Haven after he left here, and he was just recently the police commissioner in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I think that he requires the police officers, this may be up to the police chief, the hiring agent, but I think he requires a psychological exam. But what I'm saying is it ought to be a law that everybody who wants to be a police officer, you know, they say in New York it's hard to find police officers. Hell, you got felons, thieves, all kinds of people that are police officers in New York. They, what, have 35,000 police? Didn't you see that story in the New York Times last year that profiled like hundreds of the people in the police force had records? All kinds of things.
Jeez.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
It's not just there, though. It's everywhere.
It's,
as someone who's from Baltimore.
And they're not murderers, either. It's, you know, there's
no,
a whole
but still,
wide-ranging, You've been arrested twice, so you wouldn't be able to be a cop, then, if you can't have any arrest record. But the other interesting thing is...
You love... Isn't that... I can see the smile, even though I can't see it. The smile on your face. Oh, here's Creepy Doug. There he is.
Well, we didn't say what you were arrested for.
Jailbird.
Yeah.
What'd you start to say, Kara? You can drop Victoria. Drop Killer Mike. What'd you have to say, Kara?
We're already past what I was going to say.
All right.
So it's you can go ahead.
You're going to take a shot at me too.
No, I was going to take a shot at Baltimore City cops because you were talking about New York, and I'm saying it's everywhere.
Bad.
I mean, there's a trial going on right now. My brother-in-law is a lawyer who works for the state's attorney, and you learn some pretty gruesome things about what Baltimore City police officers have done. So
go back and look at The Wire, man. That was supposed to be based on true stories.
Probably was,
It was, yeah.
Those guys who write that stuff, they're into that.
And it was a place in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's true. The one other thing that's really interesting about this Night Stalker case is Patton Oswalt, you know, the actor and comedian, his late wife had written a book that actually now people are saying helped police find this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those cases, like there's a lot of true crime out there now, Making a Murderer on Netflix. This story has now already been bought by HBO.
He looks like a Wookiee. He's on one of those comedy shows.
Yeah, he's very cute and sweet. But so his late wife had done all this research. It became almost an obsession for her it's called Unmasking a Killer, and it became a docuseries on HLN, which is a CNN sister channel.
Headline News, yeah.
And and so now it's going to come to HBO, and we'll get to see the whole story. But
pretty sordid stuff.
Crazy.
19 past the hour on the DJV show.
Your love of your RV drove you to the Grand Canyon. And your love of the Grand Canyon drove you to the gift shop, where you overdid it just a little. Guess who's getting an I Heart the Grand Canyon t-shirt for their birthday? Everyone, for their next 6 birthdays. Luckily, your love of your RV also drove you to protect it with Progressive RV Insurance while wearing your new favorite shirt. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Anyone need a shirt?
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you're out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get the HP LaserJet Pro M203DW for $129.99. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 244-4436. Expires 4/28/18.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You've all been waiting for every week. One of the most thrilling things about the DJV show is our remembrance, the Throwback Thursday segments. By the way, speaking of music, singer, jazz singer Steve Terrell in the next half hour here on the DJV show. Right now, though, we're going back to this week in 1966 for a reunion with some really great pop music, starting with this one, Young Rascals. At the time, they were called the Young Rascals. The name changed a couple of times. They became the Rascals, and then it was the Rascals with Felix Cavalieri, who is the lead singer on Good Lovin'. Crank it up, Kara! This guy's pounding away at the organ, watching him. He's past his prime, and he ought not to be on the road. I saw him a couple of years ago, and it wasn't much, but his music in the day was great. So, all right, we got the situation under control here. Number five, Good Lovin' by the Rascals. Number four, another great pop group from the 60s. Called some people call them just a spoonful. Lovin' Spoonful. Daydream.
I'm lost in a daydream. My bundle of joy.
Interesting.
And even if time
sort of corral Victoria music here this week. It's all over the place. This was the beginning of the sort of drug culture and music. The Lovin' Spoonful was one of those groups that had a little side action going on in the acid department from time to time. A little psychedelic stuff. They were moderately psychedelic. Number three belonged to Johnny Rumberto, whose name didn't make it on the record label. The guy, the boss of the record label, said, Rumberto's not going to make it. How about we call you Johnny Rivers? So that's where Johnny Rivers came from. And this is Secret Agent Man, number three, this week in 1966. As a man, there was a show on with Patrick McGoohan called Secret Agent Man that was popular in the 60s. And this song came as an inspiration from the show. It was not used as a theme. but it came in Johnny Rivers' mind from watching the show, all about the secret agent man who might not live to see tomorrow. Are you two ladies both completely disconnected from this?
No, I didn't know the background, but most people know the song.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's been around for a while. All right, here's Cher. We've been talking about her this week because she's Armenian. Cher Sarkisian. Never used her last name for anything. Don't have to. One of those people like Oprah.
She's just a one-name person, like
Cher.
Madonna, Oprah,
yeah.
Cher.
Sherilyn Sarkisian is her real name. This is a song that made it to number one. It was a stupid song. My Baby Shot Me, Bang Bang, number two this week.
Did this go to a movie? It feels like, wouldn't it?
Not that I remember.
It has like a movie feel to it, but.
No, it's just a silly story. All right, crank it up, Cher, if you want.
When we used to play Bang Bang. I shut you down, bang, bang.
It's about the end of a relationship. Bang, bang, bang. Although some relationships end by shooting the other one. That's
Lady Gaga actually covered this song on her album that she did with Tony Bennett, and she did a fabulous version of it. It's great. Yeah.
Okay, number one for this week in 1966 belongs to the Righteous Bros. This was number one for 3 weeks in a row. This is the most played song on AC radio stations in the country still. You're My Soul and Inspiration. Bill Medley. Well, quite a voice. This guy had it. No, they both had it, actually. Something about this song. What do they call it? Blue-Eyed Soul, I think. White guy singing soul music. You get it?
And these guys were not brothers, right?
No, not at all. No. No, not even close. All right, so there they are. Top five songs this week in 1966. Thank you very much. 28 past the hour on the DJV Show.
In today's automotive news, Lexus show off the next generation of compact luxury crossover, the UX F-Sport. This vehicle will have the best MPG in its class, according to Lexus, and will be the first Lexus to offer a subscription service, where you can pay a monthly fee and get your car payment, all your maintenance and insurance covered. It will also have standard Amazon Alexa and Apple CarPlay integration. It will come with a gas or a hybrid, all-wheel drive, and be priced in the low $30,000 range. For more information, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Four and change after the hour here on the DJV show. We will entertain Steve Terrell, the jazz singer, a fabulous voice and a great story. I saw him last year, thought he was pretty fab, so we'll have him to converse with. A little gossip from the Meghan Markle Prince Harry department. If there isn't a week, every half hour we should have set aside a couple of moments for the prince and his bride. So what has come out, as they were visiting some event down in Australia, is his nickname for her. He doesn't call her honey, doesn't call her sweetheart, doesn't call her anything adorable. He refers to her, you ready? Anybody want to take a shot at this? You know what
no
his
idea.
Nickname?
No idea. Yeah. I've no idea.
Calls her. This is a page out of my book, because he calls his wife-to-be Meg-Meg, which is what I call my daughter. Megzo or Meg-Meg is what I call Megan. So he calls Meghan Markle Meg-Meg. Meg-Meg. I can hear that. Meg-Meg.
That makes them seem very normal.
Yeah.
I think it's
so cute. He's so in love with her. It's cute. Adorable.
Yeah,
it really is.
It really is.
So cute.
Yeah, very, very cute. All right, those of you who have stock in Facebook and have been worried about the share price, do not, because this week earnings are up, and so the share price went up. And I'm telling you this story because it has nothing to do with numbers of people. Well, to a point it does, how many people are actually on Facebook. But it has to do with how they sell their advertising, because this is part of the advertising business. And as I'm in the advertising business, I do radio production of a half a dozen radio programs. And the way we make money is to sell advertising in the programs. That's how we bring the programs to you. And so with Facebook, they're figuring out how to get the most out of their advertising, and that's why the stock price has gone up, because they have more of it. But, and this is basically, advertisers don't have anywhere else to put their money on a line, whether it's Google or Facebook, that's about it, in terms of a real way to get people's attention. But what's coming out also this week is something that will sound particularly self-serving, but it's true. And advertising agencies are beginning to get it now. There was a rush for about the last 4 or 5 years especially. We've seen money being drained out of the advertising coffers for radio. And whatever, it was the new thing. It was, let's see what we can get by going to digital assets like Facebook and Google and even Amazon, any of the big names. Let's go and put our advertising dollars there. But what people are finding is there's not the kind of results from being on Facebook. I'm looking now, I'm on my Yahoo pages looking at some of the new stuff there, and I see the ads, and I don't pay any attention to them. The radio is very good for advertising, especially the news talk, the spoken word format's great for advertising. So if you have a small business and your local radio station comes around knocking and asks you to advertise, help yourself, because it's a good investment. Speaking of that, might as well help ourselves to help the folks at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. That's the way, that's the place to go get new pillows, My Pillows. The special deal now and forever, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Get the MyPillow 4-pack at 50%, half price right now using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. But if you look through the catalog, you see a ton of other things, not only great testimonials, but they also tell you a lot about the science of sleep there and why you need a really good mattress that they'll be happy to sell you at half price. They have travel pillows, pillows for your dog, your cat, bed toppers, seat cushions, pillowcases, all of that stuff. Get it at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
This report is brought to you by the Road to Zero Coalition, led by the National Safety Council. Fatal roadway crashes have been increasing, not decreasing, over the past 2 years. In 2016, more than 37,000 Americans were killed each year on public roads, 5,000 more than in 2011. A broad-based coalition has come together through the Road to Zero Coalition to share a vision for a future without any roadway fatalities. They are sharing knowledge on what works today, hope for technology solutions, and a call to prioritize safety every time we are on the roads. This vision is available now. Deborah A.P. Hirschman, President and CEO of the National Safety Council.
Over 50 years ago, we pledged to put a man on the moon. Many thought it was impossible. The Road to Zero Coalition's goal today is to eliminate roadway deaths by 2050. Like going to the moon, it will take leadership, commitment, and new technology. This report lays out how we can make traffic fatalities a thing of the past.
For more information, visit nsc.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was surprised at myself how much energy I had, and you know, I'm doing two jobs, running around like a maniac, and I was able to handle it. Really, I'm like, wow, this stuff is really good. So, you know, more than anything else, it's it just gave me the extra energy and the well-being, feeling of well-being that I don't think I would have without it.
Well, I take it every day, and I feel great. And my wife looks at me and says, how come you never get sick? And I do. It's because I take the fruits and veggies.
I just feel a lot better. My life has turned around. Everything is working for me.
It just helps me feel good. I just think the products are wonderful, and I take them every day. I just like it. It works.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
I've been so many places in my life and time.
We are in the presence on the DJV show of jazz royalty. There's a gentleman whose new album has shot to the top of the Billboard jazz chart 2 weeks, and it's there. And it's not like this guy is a newbie. This man has been around doing things that you've heard, and you don't know necessarily that it's him. That's what I found out last year when I actually saw Steve Terrell perform in Boston in a very intimate setting, which was perfect for him because I think he likes to talk to the audience. He wants the audience to get to know him. But I'm going to have him tell you some of the things on his long list of accomplishments, things he's done over his career. He's on the tour again now, playing in various places that are, can I describe them, Steve, as cozy cafes? How do you like that as a description for the venues?
There's not that many cafes. It's mostly jazz clubs and concerts that I've been playing lately, mm-hmm. you know, but because there's just not that many. I mean, I play the Cafe Carlisle in New York, which is the coziest cafe in the world,
yep.
and I've been there 15 years. And Michael Feinstein has a nice kind of almost a cafe, but it's more of a little venue for the Great American Songbook in San Francisco. And and I play at Catalina's on Sunset in Los Angeles, and that's about a 300-seat venue for mainly jazz artists. You know,
yeah.
It's a little bit of both.
For me, you're broader than that. Last year, my friend called me and said, I want you to get dressed up. We're going to go someplace special. And she didn't tell me where she was taking me. We went to this hotel that has a great little room on it, that's right mm-hmm. on Storrow Drive in Boston. And I must admit, I knew
that
who
was
you were.
Scullers.
Yeah.
That was Scullers, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and I knew who you were, but I hadn't seen you perform, and I didn't know, and she loves that kind of stuff. So we became really engrossed in not only the music, but I loved your stories and the things that you, and I don't want you to give them all away now, but just for 60 seconds or so, tell people about you and the career that you've had and some of the things that are so well known that you've done that people may not know you did them.
Well, I mean, I started very young age. I moved to New York when I was 19, and I went to work for a company called Scepter Records. And it was during the Brill Building era, really. And the first two people I met that were working there was Carole King and Jerry Goff, and they had written Will You Love Me Tomorrow for the Shirelles, who were on the label. Then I met this lady named Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach and Hal David, and I worked on that team with them for about 10 or 12 years as the kid on the team.
Yeah.
I was promotion guy and A&R guy. And so that brought me to some interesting things. When people ask me where I went to college, I always say Bacharach University. And, mm-hmm. you know, but I brought my buddy BJ Thomas to that label, and we had Hooked on a Feeling and I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. And ultimately we collaborated with Burt Bacharach and Hal David on Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, which won the Oscar in 1970. And that got me started working on movies, you know. And the first big success we had was Steven Spielberg Animation, Somewhere Out There, with Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram. I produced that record with Peter Asher, and that won the Song of the Year, and it was the first song from an animated feature, you know, to ever be a hit. And then after that, all the animated features had songs at the end, you know. So I feel proud of that we started that trend. And then Linda asked me to work with her and Aaron Neville on their song Don't Know Much. And my big break came when I was working on Father of the Bride and Steve Martin's movie. And the producer and the director asked me if I could do a sentimental version of The Way You Look Tonight, because Frank Sinatra's version was swinging, you know, someday. Yep. And they wanted to see if they could make a version of that song that when Steve Martin saw his daughter dancing with her new husband would be touching.
We'd all cry, and we did. You made us cry.
Yeah, and man, that song changed my life. That took me to so many special places, and that it's ridiculous. President Clinton danced with Chelsea to me singing that song. Mm-hmm. I was invited to Buckingham Palace to sing that song. I'm still singing that song.
You performed at the White House for Clinton and Bush, and you played for the Prince. This is not something that you've worked at. This is not just an accident. You're not an overnight success. You've been at this for a long time.
It took a long time, but it's also a lot of luck. You know, people have discovered my albums. And I made 12 albums, and this new album, A Song for You, is my first number one album on the Billboard Jazz Chart.
The first
one. So I'm proud of that. My 12th album was finally made number one.
Well, the things that are in it, your take on some songs by Leon Russell, Van Morrison, mm-hmm. Jackie Wilson, mm-hmm. Harold Arlen, and Johnny Mercer. This is quite an interesting combination of writers and performers in there that putting your own take on.
I brought in some guys from my era to mix with it. My earlier albums was almost completely Great American Songbook. You know, they mm-hmm. kind of stopped in the 40s or maybe sometimes the 50s. But this album has those, is a return to those kind of songs, but mixed in is, you know, You Were Always on My Mind, Willie's tune, You Are So Beautiful, Joe Cocker. Mm-hmm. Leon Russell's tune is the title track, A Song for You. And my favorite on the whole album is Van Morrison, Someone Like You. So I mixed some of those songs in with the Great American Songbook. The whole album is about love, and all those songs, the common denominator is love, you know.
Well, we need that. Sounds like a way to spend a Friday or Saturday night getting close to somebody that you love. Play this thing and you're all set.
Yeah.
You tell great stories. I would, anybody who wants to listen and have a really entertaining night, no matter what your age, find where Steve Turrell, T-Y-R-E-L-L, is performing near you and grab a hold of this song for you, the new album. It is very entertaining. One of the people that you know is going to be around tomorrow, the day after, and the day after that, because you can, just your presence on, and by the way, when you're traveling, you had some fabulous musicians that everybody in the world knew. It wasn't like you just got a house band from down the street. You had
these guys go everywhere with me, and they're wonderful musicians. And my guitar player, Bob Mann, he played with Linda Ronstadt for years, and those Nelson Riddle records. He played with James Taylor. He was his guitar player for years, and he and I have been working together for 40 years. We met at Jimi Hendrix's studio, Electric Lady. So I got that caliber of guys that played with me for years. I mean, we've been a unit for a long time, and we still speak to each other.
All right, the main thing is the new album on the Billboard Jazz Chart, number one. Great songs, great material, great conversation, continued success. Very happy to have had you on the program, Steve. Thanks very much. Steve Turrell.
You're always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Psoriasis, the music from the movie Halloween.
Psoriasis?
That's it. Yeah, why not?
Makes you itch?
Scary.
What?
Yeah, if you had it on your face, you'd look scary.
Oh.
Or follow my thinking, Victoria. Come on.
There's no thinking that makes any sense.
What's new about that? Chugger!
Yeah, Doug.
How are we doing? Everything okay on your end? Those short naps.
I'm
good. Confused.
Great. Good, yes. Okay. So the movie music from Halloween is on. So let's see. It's a little early for Halloween. We haven't even got to Memorial Day yet. What's going on?
Well, there's this convention called CinemaCon where studios present their upcoming movies. Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis was there and presented the first trailer to the new Halloween movie, which comes out October 19th. It is a direct sequel to the original 1978 John Carpenter movie. They're going to ignore all the Halloween movies after the first one, basically doing revisionist history And the reaction to the trailer was really, really positive. A lot of good buzz on the internet. She once again stars in the film playing the character of Jamie Strode. I know.
Are all the Kardashian families in this too, right?
No, they're not.
Oh, damn.
So wait, Chucker, who is she in this movie? I'm kind of confused now because she was Michael Myers' sister.
She's playing the same character as the original film. The one caveat that I read is that in the franchise canon, second part on, she was found out to be the sister of the main killer in the first film, Michael Myers. They're going to do away with that story arc. So basically, they're going to ignore everything that came after the first film, which...
How's that set with you?
A little bit of a mixed feeling. It's almost like, well, it's a little different in horror, but let's just say if you made a Rocky movie and you made believe part 2, 3, 4, and 5 never existed, I'd probably have a problem with that.
Yeah.
All right. There's a bit of video and some pictures from a movie about Rob Ford. Remember him as the mayor of Toronto?
Oh, that guy, yeah.
And he's being played by Damian Lewis. Damian Lewis is the star, amongst others. He's becoming very popular, very visible. He's star of billions, but he's around in lots of movies and stuff. So he's playing the part of Rob Ford, who weighed about 100 pounds more than Damian Lewis. And the way they've made him up is pretty... if you Google Damian Lewis or Rob Ford or a movie... about Rob Ford, something like that, you'll see pictures of him. And it really is astounding what the makeup department people are doing. So the question I would have, and you do this when you see some of the Star Wars movies, all the makeup, it takes hours and hours and hours every day to put that makeup on, doesn't it?
It does. Well, I'm glad to see him actually do makeup and not actually gain a massive amount of weight like Robert De Niro did in Raging Bull, or Christian Bale has fluctuated a massive weight up and down for different movies. I find it insane that actors do that.
I'm trying to figure out what Greg Grunberg did. It looked like he was wearing a pillow or something. He played the oldest son of Paterno in the Joe movie that's on HBO, and he looks huge. Much bigger than I remember him seeing him a few years ago. I haven't seen him for a couple of years.
I think he actually has gained that weight.
I noticed that myself. I know he's been on the show before. I actually spoke to him. I think that is real weight, though.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do. I just want to point out this story I read yesterday. Tom Cruise was also at this convention, and supposedly he did a stunt in the new Mission Impossible movie called Mission Impossible Fallout, where he jumped out of a plane to get this right. 25,000 feet, he jumped out 106 times.
Oh! Really?
Really?
Gotta be nuts.
That's nutty.
Pretty crazy, right?
That's the same movie where he also broke his ankle, right? When he was jumping off a building?
Correct.
Wow. All right, so what else? What do you have? One more...
I got one more. Paramount Pictures says that they will do a sequel to the hit horror film A Quiet Place. No surprise, that movie is going to do $200 million on a $17 million budget.
Yeah,
pretty good film.
Yeah. Well, how do they do a sequel to that, though?
They're not going to use that. I don't think any of the main characters here, because there's no reason to. But the universe, almost like Cloverfield, has a lot of possibilities. So a sequel is really going to be very easy to this concept.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
All right. You heard it first here from Chuck Curry on Movie Moments on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.